In three.
We're ready to start.
Two.
Cleared for takeoff.
One.
Testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
Woo!
Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
One, two, three.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. It is Graham and Laura here. We are happy to be talking to you. And in today's show, we found out one of life's biggest mysteries. I'm very happy I can now go to bed easy, Laura.
Can you?
Yes, I can, because I don't want to say it. But I will. I went to the dry cleaners the last day and I did. And then I started thinking, what the hell happens in a dry cleaners?
Can I just say, you've got some serious notions going to a dry cleaners of a Wednesday. Like, what do you do with your life? You finish here at lunchtime, go home and do your own washing. You're so lazy.
I don't want my clothes to get damp. Is that a good enough excuse?
That's not an excuse at all.
Also, I just want to tell everyone, I am a meme overlord.
Oh, I'm Graham. I got a few thousand likes on my look.
Graham. Laura works in entertainment. She's always putting up stories on Twitter. You would die for my interaction.
Sorry, do you not see some of the memes I make for the spin page? They get thousands of likes every day. Get over yourself.
Look, Laura, I'll be holding classes later on. it's free to enter because you need all the help you can get. And
do you think in a few years memes will be a subject on the Leaving Cert?
I think so. I think it's the way it's going. The thrill I felt waking up this morning and seeing my phone and all those things, I was like, a Leaving Cert 600 points couldn't get you this excitement. Enjoy the podcast, and on the way we'll be explaining how I'm a meme lord in about, I don't know, 15 seconds.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Laura, last night, wow.
Oh.
What an episode, the recoupling in Love Island. And with all our praying, with all the candles we lit yesterday, Megan still picked Eyal over Dr. Alex.
I know, I can't take it. Like, very, very poor choices were made last night. Everyone kind of thought, oh, look, maybe she will change her tune. Maybe she won't go for the bad boy that she always goes for. Maybe she'll go for a nice, settled, lovely gentleman doctor. But no, she goes for Eyal. I am fuming.
Yesterday, remember we were talking about, could I, you know, do a viral tweet? I'm very much on social media while it's on. I'm live tweeting, and there is an Instagram page called Love Island Reactions. And since day one, it's been my goal to get on that page. Do you know what happened last night?
What happened last night?
I didn't get on the page.
Oh, no surprise there.
However.
Oh.
Bow down to your new meme lord as I went viral on Twitter.
No way.
I put up a meme that currently, 10 hours after the show, has got 4,500 likes and 823 retweets.
You don't even have 4,000 followers.
Thank you. I don't. I don't even know where it is. And I would like to say, I did plead to people that listen to the show to go on my Twitter. So if you are one of those people, I do thank you. And thank you to the people who were tagging Love Island Reactions as well on Instagram. We will get there someday. But it was a beautiful tweet of normal Kermit and evil Kermit. And it was when the bad boy Adam did a good thing for once and distracted Eyal to let Alex talk to Megan. But how he distracted him, they talked about the stars, and Adam got Eyal to sniff his beads around his wrist.
You know you're clutching at straws when you're like, oh, I've nothing else to say, smell my beads, thanks.
We have a 100 euro Just Eat voucher to give away every single morning this week. Well, tomorrow we're giving away a holiday. That's even better. It's all celebration, Love Island return to 3E. And we've Aoife on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, Aoife. You're in great form.
I'm hoping to get a takeaway.
you said on your text you haven't had a takeaway in months. That's no way to live your life.
I know. I bought a house and like I'm literally like last night I made bacon and cheese and I thought I'd pass and I'm nothing. I'm living on cereal at lunchtime.
Were you watching Love Island last night?
Oh, I'm sucked to it.
Yes!
I'm
yay!
So mad at Eyal. I'm so mad at Megan. The whole thing, I'm so mad at Adam. Like, it's ruling my life.
Do you have a social life at all, or is this just your life now?
This is my life now. This is my life the next 7 weeks.
Do we think that Alex is going to find someone, or is he just destined to be alone forever?
I really, really want him to meet someone. I really, really do. But I don't know. It's just like the friend zone is real.
It hasn't ever been as real as it has been for Alex. God love him. But look, we're going to try and sort you out with this 100 euro Just Eat voucher. I'm going to play the clip once more, and all you got to do is tell us who I'm trying to recouple up with.
Please leave your message after the tone. Hey, it's me. I'm just off the phone to your sister Solange, and I really want to give it another go. I'm crazy in love with you. please leave your husband Jay. He doesn't deserve you. Just be my queen bee again. Buzz, buzz.
Who is it, Aoife?
It's Beyonce.
Yes, it is. That's easy. Too easy for you. Aoife, congratulations. That voucher is yours. No worries, Aoife. And make sure you're tuned in tomorrow as we will be giving away that trip to Salou. 4-star hotel and spa. 7 nights return flights from Dublin as well. Make sure to catch Love Island tonight on 3E from 9 p.m. And check out my Twitter as well. Graham_Tool. I'll be doing some tweets. Can I go viral again? Who knows?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And today is the day. The FIFA World Cup kicks off in Russia to the glamour tie of Russia versus Saudi Arabia. We've been waiting 4 years to see this game being played, and I, for one, can't wait. Kick off 4 p.m. Before that, Robbie Williams will be performing. Laura, are you excited about the World Cup? Are you in the office sweepstake? I got Senegal.
I'm not in the office sweepstake. I have no interest in the World Cup whatsoever, but I actually did want to be part of that, but I just didn't have my fiver in on time.
Will you watch any game?
Absolutely not. No.
What would we have to do? Like, what would FIFA have to do to get you to watch a game?
They'd have to... Was it Dua Lipa that performed at the Champions League final?
Yeah.
That was amazing. So I think they'd have to put like a performance on at the beginning and at halftime and maybe at the end as well for me to tune in. But you know what? In saying that, I'd probably just wait. I wouldn't watch the actual match. Once it kicked off, I'd probably go off.
Would we have Dua Lipa have to perform in the centre circle during the game?
That would help.
Or have her on a harness kind of floating above the pitch. That could be good.
That could be good. And she could have like a camera attached to her. We could get a nice moving pitch view. Maybe.
It's not Sepp Blatter. Who's in charge? I don't even know his name, the president. The glamour boys have left FIFA since all the corruption.
I just don't understand how people enjoy it.
Have you ever watched a match before?
Yeah. Actually, do you know what? Actually, I'm a bit of a bandwagoner, right? I don't enjoy the World Cup, but I was in Berlin for the last World Cup when Germany won.
Okay.
And that was amazing. We were running around. I was wrapped in a German flag. We were celebrating. There was fireworks. It was really good vibes. But that was at the end of it. And I was kind of half celebrating the fact that it was actually over and get back to living a normal life. I was like, yes, people will finally be quiet about it. We can move on.
What sports do you like then?
I like tennis.
What? Tennis?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, Wimbledon is my idea of a
Wimbledon?
Good time. Yeah.
Two men hitting a ball over a net.
And women. Women play it
and
too.
And women, sorry. Yes, of course. But I was going for the men's game because it's 5 hours long and it's so boring with the five sets.
No, it's not
it
at all.
It is so boring.
It's so neck and neck. You don't know where the ball's going to land. Like, it's brilliant.
22 men in shorts kicking a football around for 90 minutes. A lot more exciting than Wimbledon.
It's boring.
5 hours.
No, boring. Bye. Not into it.
Can we? Okay, fine. So you won't be watching Russia versus Saudi Arabia?
No, I'll watch it for the Robbie Williams performance, then I'll go out for a walk.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Sean on top of the leaderboard with 15, but can someone get more than 15 questions wrong in a minute? Let's find out. Liam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're great. We're in the studio. We're looking outside. It's a bit windy this morning. How's it in your area?
Yeah, I'm out here in Raheny. I heard it last night. It was Storm Hector was quite alive, all right. Hopefully it'll die down now.
It was, you know. I think the worst of it is coming over soon. World Cup starting today. Are you excited, Liam?
I am indeed, yeah. Spain off to a bit of an iffy start, but look, we'll keep anticipated with all the games. It'll be interesting. I fancy Germany to go well in it this year.
Who do you fancy, Laura? You're not a big fan of football, but who are you feeling?
I'm feeling Italy.
Go, I say Iceland.
Iceland, yeah. Thanks for the tip.
They had a good Euros. Will you follow Iceland, Laura?
Yeah, sure. Okay, right. I'm jumping on the Iceland bandwagon.
Okay, it's very good. Well, Liam, we're on to play Gotta Get It Wrong. Score to beat this morning is 15. Shauna said it on Monday, so she has been there for a couple of days. You can knock her off if you get 16 or more. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. Liam, are you ready to go?
I am.
Here we go.
When does the World Cup start?
Tomorrow.
Who is David Beckham married to?
Baby Spice.
Ireland is in Europe, true or false?
False.
How many seconds are in a minute?
90.
How many days are in June?
31.
Who's performing in Croke Park this weekend?
Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello is in the Spice Girls, true or false?
False.
Where does Donald Trump live?
Mexico.
Clouds are blue, true or false?
True.
How many minutes in an hour?
95.
Shawn Mendes is dating Selena Gomez, true or false?
False.
Sing a Shawn Mendes song.
If you want to be my lover.
16 minus 3 is 13, true or false?
True.
How many sides has a square?
9.
A vegan eats meat, true or false?
False.
Who is Ryan Reynolds married to?
Taylor Swift.
What is Ryan Tuberty's job?
He's a taxi driver.
Speak French.
Oh, out of time.
Oh, wow.
Liam.
He's still going. He's
Je
like, no.
Liam.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Liam, that was a fair attempt. You did really, really well there, I think. You kept it very cool, calm and collected. I like that. You didn't get flustered.
But yeah, there's a few tricky ones in there, but you're lucky. You just go with the flow, as I say. I don't think it was good enough, but...
Do you know what? They were very tricky this morning. I was even confused reading them and going through with them. Well done, Laura.
Just criticising me again, Graham?
I'm complimenting you! That was a compliment.
Oh, it sounded like a backhanded
no.
one. Liam, you put in a fair attempt. You got 11.
Oh,
I'm so, so sorry.
No, not to worry. I'll try again sometime anyway.
Liam, who's performing at Croke Park this weekend? Taylor Swift, but Camila Cabello is supporting her.
Oh, yeah. I thought of it when I said it, but you're looking.
No worries at all. You got a couple of more incorrect in there as well, Liam. But look, you're a good effort and enjoy the World Cup. Thanks for playing. Got to get it wrong.
No worries.
Bye-bye,
Talk to
Liam.
You later, guys.
Bye.
See ya. And just realised the one team that you went for, Laura, at the top of your head, Italy, aren't even in the World Cup.
Oh, God.
But they usually are, so never mind. Iceland are your team.
No. Yeah, they are. I love Iceland. Go Iceland. Woo, football. Woo.
Shauna remains top off the leaderboard on 15.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Well, Laura, this morning I want to try and figure out, for me anyway, one of life's biggest mysteries.
Okay, hit me.
Yesterday I collected my washing from the dry cleaners.
Fancy. Someone's doing well.
Got my two bags. I'm just too lazy. I got my two bags, popped them in the car, and when I was driving out, I started thinking to myself, dry cleaners, how do they do it?
Fair point.
Do they, what happens? Because I think majority of dry cleaners you walk in, they have a row of clothes hanging up to kind of block out what's happening in the back.
Yeah.
They claim to dry clean your clothes. How do you dry clean? Do they dry clean them dry? Or is there water involved? If there isn't water involved, what is involved? Do they, I don't know, hang them out the backyard and get a hose and spray chemicals on them that's dry and then the dirt just falls off? My mind nearly blew on the way home trying to figure out what on earth happens in the dry cleaners. It's a mystery. We walk in, we leave the clothes. We're fully, like, an expensive suit or a dress.
Mm.
You're expecting them to look after it. You collect it, it's clean, and no one ever asks any questions.
Yeah, you give them in, they're dirty, take them back and they're clean. But one thing you notice as well, actually, in dry cleaners, they've massive dryers.
Yeah.
But do they get wet?
I don't know.
What goes on in there?
What goes on? Because you're giving them this expensive stuff that says, do not put in a washing machine. Dry clean only. But how do you clean stuff without getting water involved? This is a thing I only thought of yesterday. Maybe I'm being stupid. Maybe there's a clear-cut answer to this and I'm just being so stupid. But I nearly lost the run of myself. And then I started going mental. I was like,
yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till I get on the radio tomorrow and I'm going to ask the question.
Oh, I wish you didn't say it now, because now I'm like, what's going on? What happens there?
087-711-1038. Can anybody who works in a dry cleaners or has any association with one or who knows what on earth goes on behind those rails of clothes that block off the mystery that is the dry cleaners, can you let us know this morning on 087-711-1038? You can text us, WhatsApp, or send us a WhatsApp voice recording as well. And I really hope, Laura, that we're not being seen as idiots this morning. That this is a genuine problem that people go, Do you know what? I was always thinking that as well. Or now that you say it, I have no idea how that magic... It's like magic.
Yeah.
Is it an illusion? Are the clothes actually still dirty, but it's just an illusion? Or do they buy new clothes? And say, I don't know if that
Are
would be...
Are dry cleaners wizards?
Are they wizards?
Is that where Harry Potter started? From dry cleaning?
Did the first one start on Diagon Alley?
What the hell is going on?
They may have the answer to your problems. You got a text in here just saying, it's steamed.
Doesn't really help me at all.
Well, gives you some indication.
WhatsApp in. I used to think as a child that there was a fat dryer man that came and dried your clothes. I actually genuinely believe that. Well, do you know what? It could. I'm no closer to it. However, we have Adam on the line. Adam, you claim to know how it works. Can you let us know?
What happens is it's sprayed with basically like chemicals that it dissolves more or less dirt on the clothes. That it's for clothes, obviously, that can't go through the harshness of rough and tumble in the washing machine and the dryer. And then it's basically the chemical breaks down in water. So you put the clothes back into water. And that's why they have big dryers there, because it's not like a dryer that spins around. It's basically like a steamer. And you dry the clothes off, and that's how they become clean.
Wow. So they spray them with chemicals. The chemicals does the work, and then they can just dip it in water.
Yeah.
Just a little dip.
You have to submerge the whole thing. So if it's a suit jacket, say for argument's sake, the entire suit jacket has to be wet, because you're spraying the whole thing with a solvent to kill off the dirt on it. And then you have to dry it. So the way to dry it then is by using a steamer.
Wow, this is absolutely... I'm not messing, I'm invigorated by this. I'm so interested. Adam, do you work in a dry cleaners? Do you have any experience in it?
No, it was just the exact same thing as myself. I was wondering, how actually does dry cleaning work? So I actually, when I went to collect my stuff, I actually said it to her.
Nice one.
Look, tell me, how does it work? Because I'm actually amazed.
I wonder, do many people ask. Adam, thank you so much for that. My brain has been exercised this morning. I'm so much happier than I was a couple of minutes ago. Cheers, Adam.
Exactly. I've just blown your mind.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.
Now we know. Did you think, Laura, waking up this morning that you were going to learn one of life's mysteries?
No, I did not. So thank you for informing me.
Well, I didn't. Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
Adam is our man.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's your birthday.
But first, birthday bingo. Laura has two drums in front of her. One is from China. One is from just down the road in Jackie Cooney's house. But which one will they spin? Let's go to the phone lines. Gillian, hello. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
We're all right. We're after solving out the mystery of what happens in a dry cleaners. Do you have any mysteries of your own that you would like to get sorted in your head?
Too many to choose from.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us one. Think. We won't do it straight away, but we'll put it in a little filing cabinet. We have to lock it away because of GDPR, and we'll only take it out then, and then we'll shred it straight afterwards, because that's the law now.
Well, I like to know
your... Laura's snorting over there. That's disgraceful.
I can't believe
go on, Gillian, sorry.
So, a mystery. Why do hats have bubbles on them?
Callum, write that down. Lock it away straight away.
It's in the drawer.
Why do hats have bubbles on them? It's in the drawer. We could go. We need to figure out a cool name for a segment we do it. But we'll get to it. Gillian.
Okay.
This morning's month for birthday bingo is March. What day in March is your birthday?
21st of March.
21st, number 21. If that comes out of the drum, whichever drum you pick, you will be winning €1,000. Over to Laura, the master of the drum.
Hi, Gillian. Would you like the Chinese drum, or would you like the iconic Jackie Cooney drum?
I'll do the Chinese drum.
Oh, yes,
I like it.
I was not expecting that.
I like Jamie Lawson.
I'm a little bit nervous because I practiced so hard on the Jackie Cooney one, and then you go and pick the other one, but that's cool. All right.
Not that much to practice on, though. It's just a button, Gillian.
But judging by my Leaving Cert knowledge and my past spinning of the drum, this will be a very hard challenge for me.
Let's give it a whirl.
Okay. You can do it.
Thanks, Gillian. Okay, I'm going to...
It's not that hard, Gillian. She's just pressing a yellow button.
Here we go. Hoping for the number 21.
I was wrong. Oh, no, there we got one.
Oh, we got one.
The red one there. It's a red ball this morning.
How do I get it out?
Oh, no, you don't get it out. You just have to read it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, we should have gone through this. We didn't plan for this, Gillian.
Okay, so it's a red ball. Gillian.
Yeah.
Your birthday is the 20th.
What?
What?
20?
No, I'm saying that her birthday.
Yeah.
Her birthday is the 21st.
Yeah?
But the ball that I've picked out.
Oh.
It's the 12th!
Oh!
Oh!
Switch
Switch them round. Switch them round. You win the grand.
Gillian, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Gillian, the 12th, it doesn't win you that, but it does get you tickets to see Rita Ora and the Chainsmokers perform at the RDS on June 24th. Gig tickets. Nobody goes home empty-handed on birthday bingo. That is the law. Thanks, Gillian, for playing. Brilliant. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Under Covers with Nathan.
Good morning. It's Under the Covers time. Now, Graham, you love cereal. You're always banging on about Cocoa Pops. You even did the challenge to suss out blindfolded which one was Cocoa Pops, and you knew. You just knew.
Popo Cops, Choco Rice ain't got nothing on me.
No, they do not. Cocoa well, Pops. Would you say you're maybe on the verge of breaking a record, maybe of like eating as much cereal, or would you say you're not quite there yet?
I've gone cold turkey. I don't eat Cocoa Pops anymore, only if I go on a breakaway and I'm having hotel breakfast. Because it got so bad and my face got so fat because of all the milk and chocolate I was eating, I had to wean myself off it. But no, I didn't wean myself off it. I went cold turkey.
Oh.
So now I have about 2 or 3 times a year when I treat myself on a night away.
Well, fair play to you. But I think even if you ate all of the Cocoa Pops in the world, it still wouldn't be enough to break a record, right?
Okay.
But a university student in the UK could be on the way to making a world record when it comes to cereal. So he bought a box of Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Other cereals are available.
Other cereals are available, mm-hmm. but these ones were the particular ones.
These ones are the ones he went for.
Yep. And, it was Crunchy Nut, actually.
other
Crunchy Nuts are available. I've messed this.
Now he bought Crunchy Nut, yeah, go on.
He did, anyway. So he had his dad over for breakfast and they were just getting cracking on the breakfast, pouring it out. And then the dad noticed that there was a big thing in the box. Now, gone are the days where there's prizes in the cereal. There's no special things. It's just your cereal. That's what you get. End of. He was like, oh, what's this? Pulled it out. Thought it was a prize. It wasn't. Then he thought it was a bit of the ceiling having fallen in. No, it wasn't. It was just a giant Crunchy Nut.
What?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to show you a picture.
Oh, yes, please.
He put it on a weighing scales. Here it is.
Whoa!
Here. Yeah, that's the size of it there. So 63. Is that grams or?
I think it's 6.3 or 63 grams. It looks like a fossil.
Yeah, doesn't
that's
it?
That's been dug up from the grounds, or it looks like a slate on a roof.
Yeah, it looks dangerous anyway what it is. But anyway, he was like, what's going on here? Got in contact and apparently it's just whatever happened with the machine. Loads of Crunchy Nuts got together and amalgamated and made that beautiful piece of ceiling.
You could attack a robber or an intruder in your house with that size, that Crunchy Nut.
Yeah, it's pretty big, isn't it?
That is insane.
Yeah, so that's it. And look, and you see it in on a spoon as well. That's the size of it.
That is a big Crunchy Nut. Put it up on Twitter.
We will.
So people can have a see. We're at Spin1038.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now the music's out again. We love some theme music.
We do. And we like to also repeat the theme music numerous times throughout the show.
Russian World Cup starting today, 4 p.m. Russia versus Saudi Arabia. However, you know Paddy Power?
I do.
They do get a little bit of bad publicity at times because their marketing can be a little bit out there. But they're doing some good things during this World Cup. On Caitlyn Jenner's Instagram account, yes, Caitlyn Jenner, yesterday, she said that she was cheering for Russia in the World Cup, which is kind of surprising, but then she gave her reasoning.
Why am I cheering for Russia? Well, for every goal that they score, Paddy Power is donating £10,000 to LGBT causes. Now, I think this is great. Russia, being one of the most anti-LGBT countries in the world, is now going to be supporting the community.
Which I think is an unbelievable idea.
Yeah, that's really sound.
Problem is, Russia aren't that good, so they won't be scoring that many goals. Well, maybe they'll beat Saudi Arabia today. Who knows? Now, that was good in the LGBTQ community. However, then they put up a video of a polar bear that was spray-painted St. George's flag in support of England. Now, Cardi B, she's a show favourite, wasn't happy about this when she saw it.
The World Cup needs to cancel the team that Paddy Power is rooting for, because the team that they're rooting for, they're not doing nothing to stop the Paddy Powers from freaking spray painting polar bears. Like,
she's not happy, Laura.
She's not. Look, she has a point, but at the same time, I can't take anything she says seriously because I'm just waiting for it to break into song.
So unfortunately, Paddy Power did put up a video of a polar bear spray painted with the English flag. However, it was a Photoshop, and Cardi B put up the video and apologized. Paddy Power,
I'm going to kill you. So the whole time, Paddy Power teamed up with the Polar Bears International, an organization to protect the pretty polar bears, all to help bring awareness to this cause. So they're doing very good for the causes for LGBTQ and also for the polar bears. However, something smells a little bit fishy. Why is Cardi B talking about Paddy Power?
I don't
want to say that she was paid to do this. I don't. I really don't. I don't want to say it.
That's why you're not saying it.
I am not saying it. I just find it surprising that she had access to the video as well and all the information. But regardless of that, I'm not condoning it. They're doing very good work for charity, so fair play to Paddy Power. And myself and Laura, we were just talking about Paddy Power and what they're doing. They're donating €10,000 to LGBTQ charities for every goal Russia score in the World Cup. And I said, you know, Russia aren't that good, so they mightn't score that many goals.
Mm-hmm.
Checked out their Twitter. They're given a minimum of 50k, regardless if they make the...
That's really good.
Make the net or not.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Perfect.
Spin 1038. It is 9:43. Laura, you were at Beyonce and Jay-Z at Hampden Park last week. Did she sing this one?
She did sing this, but she sang Ed Sheeran's part and then told Jay-Z, when I saw you in that dress. And he was like, what?
Jay don't wear no dress.
No.
It is day 4 of Graham against Laura in the Leaving Cert. It is 3-0 to me in the series. I want to go for the whitewash. You're playing for pride. But today's subject is business.
Business.
And you're more than welcome into my boardroom. Good morning.
Good morning, Sir Callum.
Thank you. I was going to get the Apprentice music, but I forgot. So, usual format today, 4 questions. Get the answers right, you get a point. The person with the most points wins the day.
We'll say Laura did this for the Leaving Cert, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Not making excuses.
That doesn't mean anything. All rules out the window, apart from the rules about the points.
Okay.
Okay, eyes down, looking. 4 questions. Question number 1. Play along at home as well. Come on, give us a text. We're all friends here. Question 1. In the context of business, what do the following letters stand for? ROI. And I'll give you a tip. It's not the Republic of Ireland.
Damn it!
I forget this.
ROI. And question 2, the same sort of format in the context of business. What do the following letters stand for? CEO. So I want ROI. What does that stand for? And CEO. The guys are frantically writing down here. I think they both... they probably should know the second one, maybe not the first one.
Shout out CEO this morning if you're listening.
Big boss.
Shout out.
So, third question, quite an easy one. It's just a true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance on this one.
You know how I love these.
An increase in the value of the euro against the sterling has a negative impact on Irish exports to the UK.
Okay.
True or false?
Okay, slow down. Okay.
Slow
that down and let's say that again really slowly, okay?
An increase in the value of the euro against the sterling has a negative impact on Irish exports to the UK. True or false? See, you've got a 50-50 chance, but it's a word you want. And final one. I hope you're listening. As we know, Circle K is taking over the brand name of the Topaz petrol stations. But in what year did the name of the petrol stations change from Shell to Topaz? So Circle K is taking over the Topaz brand petrol stations.
Same people.
The first one.
Same name, new
same
people.
Name,
no,
people.
No, new name, same people.
That's correct. But in what year did the name of the petrol stations change from Shell to Topaz? It's a curveball, that one. You can really revise that one. Right, Laura, we'll start off with
you. Give me 2 seconds.
Oh, hold on.
Give me 2 seconds.
He really wants this. I think he'll be good at it if he doesn't get the
Don't
Circle
remember
K
you
one.
Waiting for me the other day when I wanted more time in history, but
right.
Okay.
Laura, question 1. ROI, what does it stand for?
Return on investment.
Graham? Don't screw up your prep sheet.
Return on inquiry.
Inquiry is E.
Shut up.
It's 1-0 Laura.
Yay!
It was return of investment. Graham, CEO?
Chief Executive Officer.
Chief Executive Officer.
Point each, it's 2-1 to Laura. So true or false, an increase in the value of the euro against the sterling has a negative impact on the Irish exports to the UK. Graham?
True.
Laura?
I said true.
Ah, no!
It is true. It's 3-1 Laura.
No, it's 2-1 Laura.
2-1
Laura.
I have 3.
Three, two, Laura.
Okay. And can Laura go for the clean sweep today?
I hope so.
Circle K is changing the brand names of the Topaz petrol stations to Circle K.
Same people.
What year did the name of the petrol stations go from Shell to Topaz? Laura.
I said 2008, but that's wrong.
Graham.
I said 2011.
The brand name Topaz was first registered in 2005, but the name change took place in 2008. Clean sweep for Laura today.
Oh, congratulations, Laura.
Thank you.
Laura, don't be doing that now. Making naughty hand gestures towards
me. I did no such thing.
It's 3-1 in the game. And tomorrow, I should have asked for the drone, but it's too late. It's all to play for. Tomorrow's going to be worth 5 points.
Oh, go away.
And tomorrow's
Germany. No!
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You know what? We've run out of time on the show and we haven't had time to do Choose the News because it's been such a packed show.
Yeah.
But I'll just tell you what I wanted to talk about anyway. I wanted to talk about me being a meme lord. It would have been Choose the News anyway.
No, you mentioned that a few times now.
If you just joined us, I'm a meme lord. My hope of getting a tweet viral from Love Island came true last night. Currently, what am I on, Laura? Well, funny ask. I'm on...
I didn't ask.
4,600 likes and 840 retweets for a meme I did on Alex and Adam.
Yeah,
check
but did you
out.
Get any followers? No, because no one cares about
I
you.
I got over 250,000 impressions. I don't understand what that means. Callum told me, he looked at my analytics. I don't know what's going on. So Love Island's back tonight, 3, 9pm. Oh, I might be doing a few more memes, who knows?
And we are back tomorrow from 7am. We are giving away a 7-night stay in Salou with all thanks to Love Island.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.